This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Life and Faith. This is John Dixon. We're talking about Islam and we're trying to do justice to Islamic concepts and compare them to Christianity. And we're trying to do that in a really generous spirit. And we have with us an emerging Islamic scholar in Richard Schumack. And I'm going to just throw to you, Richard, and ask, can you tell us what your doctoral dissertation is about? I like to throw this at doctoral people to see if they can put their ideas in a simple sentence for us.
Absolutely. My doctoral work is researching into when Muslims say, this is how you know God, or this is how you know things about God. I'm researching on what basis that is. So how do they say it's possible that we can know God?
Okay, well, that's an excellent segue. It was completely accidental, actually, to ask you tonight about how one gets to know God. Because we've talked about the nature of God in Islam, the nature of humanity in Islam. Okay, well, let's talk about how the two get together. So start with the Christian idea of how the human being gets to know God.
In both Christianity and Islam, there are sort of big picture questions. Well, there's a creation and there might even be a gut feeling or a hunch that someone made me, someone created me. But the key distinctive of the Christian faith is that this God turned up and he visited us. So the clearest way that we see God is in Jesus turning up. And in fact, his name was, he called himself Emmanuel, God with us. The promise of the Bible is that if you turn to God, then he will come into your life and his presence will be with you. God is with you through the Holy Spirit.
So it's a very present view of God, actually God coming to us rather than us.
Yeah, that's it. God visits us and God shows us what he's like. We see it in Jesus' life, in Jesus' teaching, in the miracles, and then we see it in ultimately in his work on the cross. So God shows himself to us. And then not only that, he writes his laws on our heart by his Spirit. So he teaches us day by day in internal ways by his Spirit.
This idea of God showing up on earth in the person of Jesus is not very Islamic. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely not. And in fact, in Islam, God doesn't turn up at all. Even to Muhammad, who was the prophet of Islam, he never met God. The angel Gabriel came and visited Muhammad, and it was Gabriel who taught him the Quran, and then he passed that on to people.
Is this because God is so holy that there needs to be a kind of a bridge between them or an intermediary?
Yeah, absolutely. God is very holy. God is very pure. God would not lower himself to come down on earth. That would be humiliating for God to do that.
Some could say, actually, that's the same idea in Christianity, isn't it? Didn't we have to have Jesus as a kind of third party between humanity and God?
They could say that. But in Christianity, God is humble. He humbles himself and becomes part of our reality.
Yeah, I mean, he is in Jesus.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's not the third party idea. Okay, so if God doesn't show up in Islam, how does the Muslim know exactly how to follow God?
Well, there are two main ways. And the first way is they can read the Quran. Although the Quran doesn't have a lot of detail about how you live your life to please God, the key way actually for a Muslim person is that they watch Muhammad. Muhammad was the person who had the revelation of God through the angel Gabriel. He's the one who knows what to do. He's the one who knows how to live life before God. So you, in effect, you imitate him, you copy him. So in fact, I have a DVD on my shelf. It's called Pray Like Muhammad Prays, but you could say that about anything. Pray like Muhammad prays, work like Muhammad worked, be a father like Muhammad was a father, even dress like Muhammad dressed.
Yeah, many of us don't understand or fully appreciate how important this is in Islam. Like, this is almost on par with the Quran, isn't it? This idea of copying Muhammad.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the Quran, in many ways, it functions as the thing that gives Muhammad authority to be that model. Absolutely.
So you're not really saying that Muslims worship Muhammad, though, are you?
No, absolutely not. And Muslims would be very offended by that. But for a Muslim, he is the supreme example of what it is to be a human and what it is to be a faithful, worshipping human. And so, again, you imitate him. And in fact, I was speaking at a university once and talking about dressing like Muhammad dressed. And one of the university students there, a Muslim, she was saying to me, if you don't dress like Muhammad dressed, then how can God recognize that you're a faithful person? And it's just very, very key idea for them that God will recognize the people who are imitating Muhammad's life.
So that's how one knows God. Really, it's through the example of Muhammad. What I'd love to talk about next time, if that's okay, is what does it mean to be a community, I mean, Christians are well aware of the church as a kind of community, but I'd love to hear about how Muslims view themselves as the community of God's people. Hope you can join us then.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.